In Britain, experts are warning the UK's National Health Service is in danger of being overwhelmed, with more hospital admissions for coronavirus than at the peak of the first wave earlier this year. There's been another daily record for new cases, 53,135 people, and there are tens of thousands of people now being treated for the disease in English hospitals. The wave of the virus is so concerning, there's a strong push in Britain to have all schools closed in another escalation of lockdown rules. Europe correspondent Linton Besser sent this report.
We are doing all that we can, but I do think that if we continue with the current rate of admissions, we are very, very close to becoming overwhelmed.
That's Sonia Adesara, an emergency physician in London, and her warning is being echoed at the highest levels. Professor Andrew Haywood, a scientific advisor to the government, has told the BBC that Britain is entering what he described as a dangerous new phase of the pandemic, and that the country needs decisive and early national action to prevent a catastrophe in January and February. He's one of a number of voices now calling for a delayed reopening for UK schools, which are scheduled to resume as early as Monday. The government wants a mass testing program in schools to help them stay open. But Nicola Mason, the principal of a school near Birmingham, said it's been difficult finding people to help set that up.
Things have just come through to schools very late, and I think it's certainly led to a lot of stress and a lot of panic over the Christmas holidays to try to get people recruited.
In response, the government has flagged a plan to use the military to help with the testing campaign. But the Ministry of Defence has said that help will come in the form of online and phone tutorials for school staff trying to set up their own testing regimes. Perhaps unsurprisingly, principals are not convinced. Here's Jeff Barton from the Association of School Leaders.
We are educationists. We can support the government. It's good we're going to have some members of the army, but for 3,500 secondary schools, 1,500 troops doing webinars probably isn't the government response that we were looking for.
The Chief Executive of the National Health Service, Simon Stevens, paid tribute to his frontline staff overnight in an end-of-year message tinged with sadness.
Many of us will have lost family, friends, colleagues, and at a time of year when normally we would be celebrating, a lot of people are understandably feeling anxious, frustrated and tired. And now, of course, again, we're back in the eye of the storm with this second wave of coronavirus sweeping Europe and indeed this country.
More than 70,000 people have died in Britain within 28 days of a diagnosis of COVID-19. That's the official figure. But the UK's Office of National Statistics records there are many, many thousands more who have the words COVID-19 inscribed on their death certificates. And the numbers could become even more grim in the weeks and months ahead. Despite a series of escalating lockdowns over the past 6 weeks, the number of positive tests and hospital admissions continues to soar. The vaccines are being rolled out, but any return to normality for Britain is still a long way off. In London, this is Linton Besser reporting for AM.